Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning. Good to have you. I kind of a follow-up thing. I just wanted to make sure where we stand. The team that sent that you guys sent down to hurricane enforcement and, you know, traffic control and whatever else they needed to do, the Idalia team, have they come home yet?
I talked to the Lafayette County Sheriff, Brian Lamb. He called me this weekend, and he said he needs to keep them until tomorrow. So hopefully tomorrow they'll be able to come back, and I know they're looking forward to getting home. You know, it's always great to help other people and get them back on their feet, but you know, you miss your family and you miss your friends, so it'll be great to have them back.
Yeah, no, that'll be good. By the way, I heard from Eric Gilmore, SCAMI Director of Public Safety, they say Lafette.
Well, I was born and raised in France, and I say Lafayette. So.
I know you were. That's right. We had kind of a sad note last Thursday or Friday that one of the retired canines had passed away. Is that right?
Yeah, Itchy. And, she was a great dog. She worked primarily in the schools. Marsha Holbrook was her handler, and she was great with the kids. And she was also, you know, she'd go to the high schools and try to find marijuana and stuff. So she was kind of a dual-purpose dog, as in she was a drug dog, and she was a great public relations animal, too, because everybody just loved Iggy.
Well, that's sad. But again, you know, when we mourn loss, it's because it meant something to us, and that means that they were good when we had them, and so we'll take that side of things. I know it was probably an FHP case, but I know sometimes it's useful to have you talk a little bit about things that happen on the roads. That we had this fatality on Friday with State Route 89 and I-10. Anything that you can say about that or want to say about that from a public safety perspective?
Well, I'll tell you this, you know, all these accidents that you see, we're first on scene. We get the call first, and when we get there, then FHP comes and works the actual crash. So my guys and gals, unfortunately, have to see the carnage firsthand. And, you know, it's all because people won't slow down. You know, we're in a society now where you have to get to where you're going as fast as you can. And there's, you know, if anybody tries to slow you down, you tailgate and then you pass on the ride or what. And, you know, this is what causes it. People just not being patient. You know, we have 23 million people in the state, and that's not counting tourists. So, if you live in Florida, you just have to know the roads are going to be crowded and you have to leave a little early to get to your destination.
You know, I was trying to remember the number, but I remember there was when the legislature was talking about getting rid of the, you know, like making it more of a crime to pass on the right is how I remember this all came up. It was some ridiculously high percentage of the interstate crashes come from people at speed passing on the right. Has that been your experience too?
Well, I don't know that FHP question, but I will tell you this. When you do pass on the right, your chances of getting in a crash probably go up exponentially. I mean, you know, because number one, if you're in the right-hand lane on I-10, you're not expecting anybody to come up from your right side.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I saw motorcyclists do that on I-75 southbound when I was going to Orlando. And he passed on the right and took off. He's probably doing 100. And then about probably 20 minutes later, I get down, you know, a little farther, and there they are, the ambulance and everybody and his motorcycle up in the woods. And it's just because nobody expects that.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just awful. I mean, you know, my wife, Creighton in Pensacola is a road that we use all the time. It's a 45-mile-an-hour road. Who can't, you can go your speed. You know, it's a perfectly good 5-lane road. And she says now twice that she's seen people passing traffic going into the turn lane to use it as a passing lane around the too slow 45-mile-an-hour. It's insane.
Yeah, people just can't wait anymore. We're at this societal level of, you know, instant gratification. Everything's right at your fingertips. You can get everything immediately, you know, and so that's just how people are nowadays, which is crazy. But that's, you roll the dice, you take your chances, because, you know, people are not expecting to see you over on the right hand side, and you know, you may get killed.
It's amazing. Hey, I did want to ask you, I think his term as state attorney predates me coming here, so it's not a connection that I personally know, but Curtis Golden passed away, who was the state attorney, I think, before Bill Edens, is that right?
That's correct. Yes, he was, and I believe he was either 4 or 5 terms. So when I got here in 93, he was the state attorney, and he was a great man. I tell you what, he prosecuted a lot of cases, and his attorneys that worked for him prosecuted a ton of cases. There wasn't a lot of null-prossing and dropping cases when he was in, that's for sure.
Wow, what a, I mean, long relationship, long time public servant. And, you know, I know Candy had, you know, reacted to this when the news came across last week. So thank you for giving me a little bit better perspective on that. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob John. Oh, I guess I, the pro forma question, I already know the answer because we talked before I came on, before you came on. But anything else that worth talking about incident wise? Pretty quiet week.
It's a very quiet week, and I know I'm jinxing myself. I do this every time. So Monday, today, will be terrible probably for us.
Press conference tomorrow.
Yeah, press conference tomorrow. Just look for it.
Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thanks for the time and for continuing to keep us safe and informed, and even for helping us not self-inflict with these car crashes because we drive crazy. Thank you for that. I appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good week.
You too. 816 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about any kind of home repair that you need to do, getting your supplies, getting good advice, just go into a place where you know they're going to steer you in the right direction and have on hand exactly what you need. They're not going to have to order. That's Pensacola Hardware, in business since 1851. Unbelievable. 172 years, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida. So if you walk around Pensacola, they probably help people build that and that and that and that. You know, as long as it's been around, they've been around. Like, before the Civil War, like before Levi's, like that's the kind of longevity this company has. Go there. They give you great advice if you want it. They obviously have all the stuff that you need. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Legitimately, that's true. If you go, you have this, like, let me tell you what will actually work for that problem. That's the kind of place you'll go to. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. Traffic on the fives. We got Sarah sitting in for Candy here for a minute. Her traffic debut.
Thank you, Andrew. So on 110 or... Yeah, 110 southbound on ramp is closed at airport. Airport is closed going east and one lane going west. The accident at Highway 90 in Woodbine is backed up southbound. The wreck on 3 Mile Bridge heading towards Pensacola northbound stopped after the hump. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Well done! First one in the tank. There you go. She's the best. Hey, if you are looking for that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to buy good quality used cars. For more than 25 years serving the Pensacola community. And, you know, one of the things about them is the idea that, like, if you've got a car right now, and I assume you do, do you love it? I mean, do you love it? And if the answer is yes, great. Paying me no attention for another, you know, 30 seconds or whatever. But if you don't love it, like, if you kind of wince at the question, like, well, that's time to replace that car. You deserve it. You deserve to drive a car that you enjoy, that you don't loathe, resent, you know, feel dread when you get in it. Is today going to be the day that it dies on me? You know, that kind of stuff. Go to Frontier. Let them take care of you. You know, tell them you know me, and they'll help you out great. I mean, they'll help you out great anyway. But they will take good care of you. Find you a reliable car, a good quality car at a reasonable price. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. At Anderson, we know Subarus are built better, and we're not the only ones who think so. Subarus earn more IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus awards than Honda, Toyota, or Hyundai brands since 2013 as of July 2023. When it comes to safety, Subarus are better. And when it comes to longevity, well, Subaru wins there too. According to a study by Experian Automotive, Subaru leads the industry in longevity with 96% of vehicles sold in the last 10 years still on the road today. More than Honda or Toyota brands. Hands down, Subaru has the longest lasting vehicles in the automotive industry, all of which makes it easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Visit us on Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola, or shop us online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Based on Experian Automotive non-luxury vehicles in operation excluding trucks and vans versus total new registrations for model years 2013 through 2022 as of December 2022.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store. Jaclyn Harris Preparatory Academy presents The Many Faces of Tina Turner on Friday, September 29th. Sue Strawn will host an evening of electrifying music, fun, and dancing by Dance Connection. Master storyteller Robin Richard will share the story of the most amazing recording artist ever, Tina Turner. This is a fundraiser event for Favor House, so join them for a fun evening. Tickets are $55 and can be purchased at eventbrite.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. It's like headline news for radio every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, sorry I'm late. I just got done taming a wild honeymoon stallion for you guys.
Boom, boom, akalakalaka, boom.
Good morning, 821, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm pretty sure that UWF played a game over the weekend.
Back to pass on first down. Jarrett looking deep. He's got a man. It's Caden Leggett. If he hits him, it's a touchdown, and there it is. Touchdown, Argos. Pee-wee Jarrett to Caden Leggett. They tried one on a fourth down. It didn't work. It works this time. Leggett with his first touchdown of the season, 47-yard bomb.
Pretty good on offense, scoring, 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 sacking, sacking, sacking. Like, the only problem with this game was we had a bunch of penalties, 15 penalties. That is a lot. But, I mean, a 35-3, you can't really complain about that.
McKendry fans trying to get back into this game a little
bit. Caleb Nobles did say after the game he wants to do better.
Time running out. There's a jump. It's a free play. John Giles catches it over here outside the 30, goes up the sideline. Bulls a defender, stays on his feet. John Giles has got a blocker. He's got Caden Leggett. He's going to go all the way for the touchdown. John Giles scores again.
There you go. 77 yards for John Giles. Nice pickup. Nice after-the-catch run. And then going into the fourth quarter, we'd had a couple of struggles where, like, you know, some fourth down issues, getting all the way into the fourth down territory. But this was probably the weirdest, most interesting play of the game.
But the Argos will punt the football here. Gregory back, ready to take the snap. Nope. It's a fake punt. It's Caden Leggett around the corner. Gets to the 50, to the 45, 40, the 30. He's got it if he can keep going. Stays on his feet. A flag flies. Leggett's going to make it to the end zone on a fake punt. There's going to be a flag at the end of the play. We'll see what this call is. But either way, it's a first down. He may not get the touchdown, but we're certainly going to get the first down. And what a gutsy call out of the timeout by Coach Caleb Nobles.
Fake punt up 28-3. Oh, in the fourth quarter. Ouch. Yikes. So anyway, that got not brought all the way back. They still got a first down out of it, but a downfield hold pulled it back from what it would have been a touchdown. They got a touchdown anyway. Actually, they had to go on fourth down again in that drive, and they did, and then they got a touchdown eventually. So, you know, it all worked out, you know, in the end. After the game, Brian Henry talking to Caleb Nobles. By the way, of course, you can always listen to these games. Our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, AM 1330 and FM 99.1 always carries these games. That's how I listen to them. And this is Caleb Nobles after the game about that notion of the defensive, offensive penalties, all the penalties, and are they happy about this going into FAMU next week?
Obviously, competition ratchets up another level next week, but enjoy win number two. You always got to celebrate victories.
No, absolutely. You always got to celebrate what you can get. And so obviously, you know, we're not satisfied with, we're not content with how this game went. So we got to keep getting better. Obviously, we'll take wins whenever we can get them, but we got a lot to improve on, and these guys know it. And so, you know, we got to be prepared for anybody we're playing. Be prepared for us as we keep moving forward.
Okay, thanks.
Congratulations. Thank you. Go Argos.
Go Argos.
Not content. Do better going forward. Agreed to that. 8:24 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, they are still reading those 3,000 names at the 9/11 memorial ceremony in Manhattan this morning.
Kevin Michael Cosgrove.
Dolores Marie Costa.
Digna Alexandra Costanza.
Charles Gregory Costello Jr.
Michael S. Costello.
Asia S.
And again, these just some of the 3,000 names being read. It's the 22nd year for the ceremony. They're also going to have the tolling of the bells and moments of silence. And Vice President Harris in attendance at that event in Manhattan today. A convicted killer still on the loose in Pennsylvania. State police and other law enforcement agencies on the hunt there. There was another sighting of Danilo Calvicante late on Saturday. Apparently, he visited a person he used to work with. Police say he is attempting to contact his former colleagues for help in escaping. And Apple set to unveil their latest iPhone tomorrow at the company's annual launch event. They're calling it Wanderlust, and it's expected to show off the iPhone 15 along with some new Apple products, including an Apple Watch and AirPods. And a lot of people are probably excited for that.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Not me, but some people. Definitely. Yeah, I've never been an Apple person. So, you know, it always passes me by. Thanks so much, David. I appreciate that. If you have any kind of plumbing issues, leak, drip, weird sound on the wall, you know, when you flush the toilet, that shouldn't happen. You know, if the wall talks back to you, that's not good. You know, if it's the water pressure, if it's the water temperature, any of that stuff, Barberry Plumbing, they can take care of it. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. So, you know, in advance what it's going to cost. No surprises after. 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing. We've got Sarah here with Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks, Andrew. 110 southbound at Brent showing an accident. 110 southbound on the ramp is closed at Airport. Airport is closed going east, one lane going west. The accident, Highway 90 in Woodbine, and Woodbine is backed up. Wreck on 3 Mile Bridge heading towards Pensacola, northbound stopped after the hump. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Sarah. You know, if you have any kind of heating, air conditioning, electrical need, Peden, of course, will take care of that for you. And right now, one of the things they've got is a $1,000 off deal on water filtration systems. That's pretty good. $1,000 off for the water filtration system. And since we are in hurricane season, and you look out in the Gulf, or not in the Gulf, but you look in the Atlantic Ocean, you see, you know, storm, future storm, all kinds of stuff. So far, nothing that's affecting us at the moment, but you know, this is the season, right? This might be the time where you want to sign up for a Peden Smart Care membership maintenance plan. Routine maintenance is just $35 a month. You can enjoy priority scheduling. That's the sort of hurricane season benefit. Over non-members, a 15% discount on repairs or upgrades, a 5% discount on major replacements, and if you have to call them on the weekend or after hours, they waive those emergency service fees. Again, that's $35 a month for the Peden Smart Care membership maintenance plan or for anything else that you need them for. Peden, PEADEN.com. 827 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Talk about like just a very surprising development. The kind of thing that it's a weird, almost like I answered a prayer-ish kind of thing in the United States. You know how like China has been developing relationships with all of these countries where they have rare earth metal deposits, things like lithium, right? That's, you know, what is it, like Chile, Peru, I think is one of the places where they have that. And, you know, because that's the future with all the EV batteries. And yes, I understand that there's a lot of conversation to be had about how dirty is it to mine them? And then you have to generate the electricity. And is it truly green when you drive a Tesla or whatever? Fair. Okay. But let's just recognize that this is the future of, you know, almost everything, or so it seems, is creating these lithium ion batteries. Well, A possible deposit of lithium was recently discovered on the Nevada-Oregon border, might be the world's largest or among them. Potentially huge implications for the transition to electric vehicles. This is a Fox Business article that came out over the weekend. Volcanologists, wouldn't you like to be able to say that? It's about your name. And geologists from Lithium America's Corporation, GNS Science, and Oregon State University, go Beavers, reported their findings in a paper for Science Advances on August 31st. The deposit exists in the McDermott Caldera, approximately 28 miles long, 22 miles wide. Wow. That's five, six. I got to do the quick math there. That's like 600 square miles. Wow. Believe that it contains around 20 to 40 million metric tons of lithium, a figure that would dwarf the deposits in Chile and Australia. That's wild. Just, you know, oh, look what we found. You know, because America has unbelievable natural resources. So pretty cool. We'll hope it pans out. And hopefully that gives us an additional edge in this obviously burgeoning market. And we'll see where it leads us in the future. Oh, I will say this. I saw the weirdest thing yesterday when we were riding our bike. I saw a grass Roomba. I saw a robot-driven lawnmower that was just running around on the grass carpet, and it was super inefficient because it would like hit the curb and back up and hit the neighbor's lawn. I'm assuming it's geo-fenced and back up, and I'm like, Why doesn't it just go in rows? Why don't you program it to go in rows?
You can program it to go in rows.
I don't know why it doesn't do that, but I was watching this thing, and I'm like, no, this is the beginning of the end.
They got them at Dutchman's. They've had them for years.
I'd never seen one in real life.
They need to make them big enough so I can just ride on the top.
Yeah, this one was about maybe 2 feet in diameter, I think,
something like that.
And just this little black beast rolling
around.
They
look like big Roombas.
Yeah, and I thought with all the inefficiency, how is that saving anything? You know, whatever. People do their things. Fine. Rich people problems. 8:30 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne will have your local news coming up next after Fox.
John Gelosi. Today, the nation marks the 22nd anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. President Biden heading to Alaska to commemorate the nearly 3,000 lives lost from a military base in Anchorage after wrapping up his trip to Vietnam. Wisconsin Republican Mike Gallagher on Fox.
America does have enemies out there. We have countries, we have terrorist groups that would like to attack us and take us down.
And as the U.S. marks this day, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is on a train on his way to Russia for a meeting with Vladimir Putin.
The focus of that meeting could be on getting weapons from North Korea to Russia.
Agreed to sell a 2000 Chevy Silverado for $1,300, reportedly agreeing to make some repairs to the vehicle so the buyer could drive it home. Well, deputies say Wiggins had given the buyer a bill of sale and a title signed with that false name. The buyer called deputies when he said Wiggins wouldn't give him his money back when the truck would not drive. Wiggins also had arrest warrants in Baldwin County, Alabama, and Okaloosa County in Florida. He's currently held on $10,000 bond at the Escambia County Jail. Well, the victim in a fatal shooting from Saturday is now identified by family members. It was 38-year-old Jarvis Johnson. That shooting happened on Emerald Avenue, and family members say he was visiting somebody when he was shot. His sister talked with Channel 3, says he enjoyed working with the youth in the community.
Just trying to speak a positive word and direct the youth that he's able to touch to, you know, do something great with your life.
And that's his sister, Calandria. Investigators are still looking into potential suspects and a motive for the shooting. They're asking anybody with information on what happened to contact them or to call Crime Stoppers. There was a big fundraiser over the weekend for the local Haji Shriners. It was a gumbo cook-off and a car show.
I was able to judge these delicious flavors of gumbo, 14 different teams we were able to try, and being able to raise money for this great community and also the Shriners Hospital.
Yeah, that was Eric Hansen. He was a celebrity judge for the event, and he says the local Shriners use their time to give back to the kids and to the community as well. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
All right, this is brought to you by Discover. It's Kennedy sitting in for Sarah right now. Discover credit cards do something awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you've earned doubled. See terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Watching a few different things right now. 110 southbound at Brent showing an accident. 110 southbound on ramp is closed at airport. Airport is closed going east and one lane going west. Accident on Highway 90 in Woodbine is backed up southbound, although not as bad as it was. There's a wreck on the 3 Mile Bridge. It's heading towards Pensacola. Northbound is stopped right after the hump. If you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with just a small chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with a high near 93. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Tuesday, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 92. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we're seeing 83 in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, and 77 in Milton. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call him today, 850-438-5444. Darrell Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Your money now this morning. Taking a look at our opening markets today. The market is opening a little bit higher. The Dow's up 165.32 at 37,741.91. S&P 500 up 2806 at 44,85.51. And the NASDAQ up 111.77 at 13,873.30 this morning. Our 10-year bond rate up just slightly at 4.3%. Gold prices up 10.30 at 1953. Silver prices also up a bit this morning at 23.47. And if you're invested in Bitcoin, not a big change, but it is down 14.18 at 25.710.02 at the moment. Well, Apple set to unveil their latest iPhone tomorrow at the company's annual launch event. It's called Wanderlust, expected to show off the iPhone 15 and some new Apple products as well. Senate expected to start moving a package of government funding bills this week. This comes as Congress races to avoid a shutdown at the end of the month. And coming up in the business week ahead, not a lot of major economic reports scheduled for release. But Wednesday, there will be the Consumer Price Index or CPI report. Those numbers will help guide whether the Federal Reserve raises interest rates again in November. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, our question for the day comes from one of those, like, today is that day of, you know, like today is National Boss Employee Exchange Day. It's National Hot Cross Bun Day. But this is one that caught my attention. Today is National Make Your Bed Day. So the question for the group, 437-1620, 437-1620, do you? Is it important to make your bed? I mean, make it, like full-blown, like if strangers came into your house, they could walk into your bedroom and not mine. I'll give you my answer here in just a second, but 437-1620, text me your answer to the question. And first of all, Sarah, let's start with you, Sarah. You're our sitting in, learning how to do the job and hanging out in Candy's mentoring. Because we always, Candy goes on vacation, we need backups. So first question for you, bed made, yes? If like we went to your house right now, what would we find?
Yes, it would be made with about 900 pillows on
the
bed.
Oh, so full blown, like ready to be photographed for Architectural Digest or Home and Garden or whatever.
The quilt, the comforter, the king shams, all of it.
How do you feel if I say that at your house right now, the bed is very unkempt, it's very messed up?
I honestly wouldn't be surprised because my boyfriend leaves for work after I do.
Uh-huh.
So if he doesn't do it, then I have to do it when I get home. And
but do you feel unsettled with that idea?
I definitely. He once I made the bed and put the top sheet on top of the quilt. I don't know how that even registers as like how to make a bed in your mind.
Awesome.
It does.
Your
bother
boyfriend
me,
did
though.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna teach you about weaponized ignorance. Just so like from now on,
maybe I should stop this conversation right now.
Yeah, no, we'll have this conversation off the air.
Also, can you not be grateful that he tried?
Oh, I would be so much more grateful if he tried correctly, though.
Wow.
For sure.
That's pre-wife commentary right there is what that
that's
is.
My girl.
I know. Way to go. All right. So, but it does distress you to think about, like, being in the house and the bed's not made. Okay,
yeah, it's
all
just
right.
like a neat thing.
Candy?
I mean, I'm a dirty person, but I do make the bed because we have all
interesting. I wouldn't have predicted that.
Right, you wouldn't have, right? Because I hoard and all this other stuff. But I have to keep the bed made. We have all these cats, and the cats, for some reason, they do this. We always play dirty music behind it, but they will puff up the blankets, and it looks like they're trying to hang out.
Like in the old Looney Tunes cartoon where the cats start getting on the dog.
Yeah, so they're making biscuits, and they make biscuits in all these blankets. So I have all these folded up blankets and patches on the bed. My bedroom is clean, but that sounds weird, but I make the bed,
All right, well.
But Darren sleeps over the top sheet. It's an engineer thing. It's weird. They're just weird.
All right. Well, that's a whole different question.
That is a whole
tucked in sheets, not tucked in sheets. How does it affect your feet?
Right.
All
Sarah
that stuff.
Lunch.
But
we'll do it.
For sure.
Notes. And a
so at the McKay household, I will tell you that neither one of us really care.
Oh, and I wouldn't have figured that.
Don't care. I mean, you know, if people are going to come over and be in the bedroom, then you know, you make it up to not look like you're the tramps that we normally are. No, but my wife is like super organized and clean, but she doesn't particularly care.
Yeah,
I don't particularly care. And so it's not particularly made. It's just not, you know, it's almost never except again, you know, if people are going to be over or something like that. But otherwise, it's just a functionality matter. Neither one of and so like I can't make my bed in the morning because I'd wake her up. You know,
no, I hear you.
What she's going to make it after that for the again, we don't get it. So I have never been a bed maker. I don't get it. It doesn't bother me. Doesn't weigh on me. It doesn't. It's just functionality. That's all there is to it. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody here says, absolutely every day my bed is made. It is a must. Somebody says, I never make my bed and I'm 45. Nice. Nice. That's my man. Somebody here says, I just pull the sheets and the bedspread up. Yeah, I mean, because some people, like, there's all layers, right? I mean, I don't mean layers in the bed. I mean, there's levels of commitment. Mm-hmm. Like, you were telling me, Sarah, you go with the full-blown guy to have the decorative pillows and the everything. It needs to be prim, proper, you know, tight corners, all that kind of stuff. See, for me, if you just kind of turn the comforter sideways and lay that over most of the mess, that's made. like it's. I know it doesn't look great, but, you know, if you really push comes to shove, I mean, I can probably make a bed if I had to, but I wouldn't put my life on it or anything like that. I bet a lot of military people, too, I think, because you learn, you do, and you do it a certain way. I bet it's hard for them to be messy bed people.
Yeah, both my parents were in the military,
and?
So it's kind of like something, it's inbred, really.
There you go. Maybe pick a different word besides that one, but.
No, that makes sense. I know her dad.
We've gone a little sideways now. If nothing else, you've accomplished one thing for the day. Yeah, that's the old like self-help actualization thing of the reason you make your bed is because that's a checklist item, and you start the day with a checklist item.
Sure.
That's right. And look at me. I accomplished nothing with my unmade bed. 437-1620. My bed is made every morning, somebody says. Decorative pillows and all. Then my cats come in and pull down the covers and climb around in it for a few hours. Somebody says, we make the bed when we change the sheets. Like you feel you owe it to the incoming sheets. That's funny. If you're welcome to the family. Nice. It's never going to be like this again. If you're coming to see me, welcome. If you're coming to see my house, make an appointment. Oh, no, that's true.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's true. It's like leaving dishes in the sink. This is a big no-no. They almost must be done like the bed must always be made. Let's get traffic here before we continue. Sarah's got traffic on the fives.
Yeah, I got traffic on the fives.
It sounds just like Candy.
I know.
Yes! Yeah, so
perfect
we have,
training.
Thank you. 110 southbound at Brent showing an accident. Again, on 110 southbound on the ramp, it's closed at airport, and airport is closed going east. One lane is going west. Wreck on 3 Mile
there's
Bridge.
A thing about, they had an announcement about that there's some kind of work being done.
Is it construction zone?
Yeah, okay. I thought it might have been related to the railroad warnings, because that's for years been needing to be done. But I know that's supposed to be ongoing work, but I couldn't ever read the sign enough when I went past there. Sorry about that, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. If you're on that, give us a text. Let us know.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
So there's a wreck on 3 Mile Bridge heading towards Pensacola. Northbound stopped after the hump, so use that with caution. If you have any traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92. 3, informative, local, dependable.
Perfect. Hey, if you haven't heard me talking about this new advertiser on the show, ProHealth Florida, ProHealthFL.com, it's a local female-owned company that's been serving Pensacola for more than 35 years with 7 different locations of medical health. Like, they'll take care of you. They've got offices in Santa Rosa Beach, Gulf Breeze by the Whataburger, Santa Rosa Beach, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, Pensacola on Summit, Pensacola on College by the Sam's Club, behind the Sam's Club. And look, it's a walk-in clinic 8 to 4 Monday through Friday at Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, Fort Walton, and then 8 to 1 at the Pensacola location by the Sam's Club. They do lab work. They do occupational health screenings. They'll come out to your business if you need them to come to your business and do, like, you know, vaccinations and stuff like that. They'll take care of you. And they have a ProHealth medical membership plan for $45 a month. It's, you know, like an alternative to insurance. So you pay them $45 a month, and then you get unlimited primary care visits with no copay, okay? Teledoc, any 24/7, so you can talk to somebody 24/7. Annual physical, annual flu shot, 25% off lab work that's already inexpensive, 25% off procedures that are already reasonably priced, and no catches, and a monthly B12 shot. So, like, just if that appeals to you because either you don't have insurance, you've been thinking about going without insurance, or just for whatever reason you need to walk in and get taken care of, ProHealthFL.com. Either stop by or check them out. 847 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, this is kind of interesting. We're talking about, do you make the bed? Do you have to make the bed every day? Because it's National Make the Bed Day, which I revolt against the idea. Somebody here says, my girlfriend's bed sounds like Sarah's, plus a dozen or so stuffed animals, and she's 73. Oh, that's cool. Somebody says, agreed, functionality is perfect. I know couples who argue over the direction of the toilet paper, though. So this is one of those, like, if it mattered to my wife, I would do it. I mean, that's just good husbanding. But since it doesn't matter to her, and it doesn't matter to me, and it wouldn't matter to me on my own. Somebody says, I get to start the day not stressing over wrinkled sheets. It's self-help. In my whole entire life, I have never stressed over wrinkled sheets. It doesn't bother me at all. And somebody had said we're a military couple, and so we both had to make our beds in the military, and we do not make our beds now. So there you go. It can be overcome if that's a deep programming for you. 848 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. That's your frivolous topic for the day. We started this. I made my bed enough in the military. They can't make me make it anymore. That's funny. I understand. We started this in COVID and just kind of became so popular that we've kept it on since, having something else to talk about, just something fun. So it's your talk with your friends, talk with your family, talk with the, I don't know, coworkers or whatever. So you have that one question you can ask people in the day or in the elevator or whatever you want to do. My dad's that guy. I'd be that guy. If you want to be that guy, you can ask those questions. 437-1620, 437-1620. If you are thinking about buying or selling your home, Christina Leavenworth and her team, and I say it that way because a lot of times I kind of gloss over the "and her team" part. I talk about her so much. 230 homes sold last year. It's not just her. It is a whole team of people helping her. And on the Levin Rinky Realty website, Nicole writes, "The best experience buying my first home, I'd use Caitlin again any day and recommend her to everyone. I was hesitant about buying, but this was the most stress-free process. She helped work out all of the details. She knew I was set on a particular house and helped me go for it, checking in along the way to make sure I was okay. The biggest thing for me was when my dad flew in from Texas. She helped him surprise me after not seeing him for almost 2 years, treated us like friends and family, not like a client." Man, that's so cool. And that's that kind of above and beyond service that they bring. And I know this from Christina that she's that person. But what she's done is she's surrounded herself with like-minded, and I like to say like-hearted people, you know, people who will be like a representative of her way of dealing with people, which is that kind of loving care over the top, helping you out. So whether it is her or whether it is her team, they are a fantastic resource if you're thinking about buying or selling. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty.
The Pensacola Little Theater present a cast of well-known Pensacola actors that promises to deliver a lot of laughs and heartfelt moments. Get your tickets now for Always a Bridesmaid, running September 15th through the 24th. Join this exceptional cast as they portray the captivating stories of 6 women and their enduring friendship amidst the chaos of life and disastrous dresses. Prepare for an evening of entertainment that will keep you engaged from start to finish. Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Work, kids, finances, your life has lots of moving parts. Let Gulf Winds help you keep them all moving forward. Our free digital banking tools make it easy for busy bill payers to manage the day-to-day. Our simple applications and low loan rates get mommy chauffeurs on the road fast. And our free accounts and low fees put extra cash in pockets so weekend warriors can have a splash more fun. We're here for you and everyone living life to the fullest. How can we move you forward? See all the ways at GoGulfWinds.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more Wednesday at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings 9 till 11 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
There is something else. When the big man was killed, you must have wanted it. Its blood was on the leaves.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Working at all right now. I just think that there are other things on leaders' minds and they respond to what's needed at the time. And look, nobody likes having celebrated international meetings if you don't know what you want at the meeting, if you don't have a game plan. You may have a game plan. He just hasn't shared it with me. But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
I'm tired and I want to go to bed. No, he did not really. Oh, sure he did. He's at a press conference in Vietnam and, oh, poor fella, it's just getting late.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
Aw, poor little guy. Yeah, get him a little bit of rest. And by the way, after that, somebody yelled a question out in the crowd. It was something about China and China not being there, and are they in an adversarial relationship with China?
Yeah, we talked about at the conference overall. We talked about stability. We talked about making sure that the Southern Hemisphere had access to change. It had access. It wasn't confrontational at all.
You came with me. Thank you, everybody. This ends the press conference. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Well, they played him off. Oh, man, music to make us go to sleep. No, so the staffer intervenes to save him from the press, plays him off, and, you know, I guess it's just he's tired and it's time to go to bed. So, okay, there you go. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. Just there you have it. All right, Sarah's got traffic on the fives.
So 110 southbound at Brent showing an accident, and the 110 southbound ramp is closed at Airport. Airport is closed going east and one lane going west. The 3 mile bridge crash has now been cleared and there are no stops or slowdowns. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Outstanding. Woo! Hey, Candy's so happy, so proud. I love it. Oh, this is interesting. I do not have time to deal with this right now, but this is, we got to mention this while we got it. You remember Scott Collins? Scott Collins is the candidate for city manager in Milton, who was the, like, everybody loves him candidate. Yes, yes, and yes. Then long story, but, you know, the short version of it is that he got scared off coming to Milton. And then the question would be, well, who are we going to get now that all this has blown up? I am holding in my digital hands, I guess it's not my actual hands, a letter from Scott Collins that he sent to members of the city council last night. I think I got time to read this to you. Yeah. Mayor and city council members, through some communications with Mr. Andrade, he's the state rep, but he's also the attorney for the city of Milton. Over the last several days, I understand that the city's city manager position hasn't been filled yet. I still believe, just as I did before, that this position is a great opportunity. Although my participation in the hiring process became a bit unconventional, such a delightful understatement, not from his fault, I remain convinced that the city of Milton has a great future with lots of promise. I believe that a renewed teamwork effort to move the city forward in a professional, respectful, and deliberate manner is everyone's goal. I understand there have been some changes at the city. I'm also aware the city is considering consulting with a recruiting firm to work to fill the city manager vacancy. I believe that matter will be before the city council at the Tuesday, September 12th city council meeting. It will. That said, I am still very interested in being your next city manager, and I would like to propose a reset to the hiring process. Holy smokes, Batman. Talk about a big change. In a separate email, I'm going to send Mr. Andrade a proposed employment contract for the position of city manager. That contract will be based largely on the initial framework contract that Mr. Andrade initially sent me. Given that the school year has already started, I'm going to send the contract and an addendum for your review. If the proposed contract is favorable to you, then my preference would be for the city council to pass a resolution authorizing the city attorney, that's Alex Andrade, to negotiate any de minimis details that do not exceed the position announcement and authorizing him to execute the contract on behalf of the city. I feel that taking this approach will limit any outside pressure on anyone and convey to the public equality among the council. So no city council intervention, no mayor intervention, no private people calling him and texting him. Leave me alone. I'm going to talk to Alex. Lastly, I want you to know that during this process, I'm not going to communicate with any members of the public. That's the right way. There was such a barrage of communications last time that the hiring process became quite cluttered. Regardless which direction you, the city council, choose to go, I'm reminded that this is your hire as such. Outside of this email, I think it is most respectful to all of you that I limit my communications to Mr. Andrade. Oh, that is such a delightful way of saying, all y'all don't call me neither. Right? I consider it a privilege to be able to submit this proposal to you. Thank you very much for all you do, Scott. Oh, man. Wow. Talk about a turnaround and a solution to a problem that the city of Milton didn't realize that they had created for themselves. So fascinating. We'll see. They'll take it up tomorrow night. I mean, they barely could get the agenda formed last time around. Heather Lindsay and some other stuff. I haven't covered the clips because it's just in my giant bag of things to cover for stuff, but we'll get to it tomorrow anyway. So that is a big development. All right, future news, we're out of time, but first question. Do you think Scott Collins winds up being the city manager at City of Milton? That's you, Sarah.
No.
No? Yeah, I think he will. I think every single person on the city council is like, oh, phew, thank God. But I want to call him. Don't call him. That's what he just said. Do you think the text from Jeff Bergosh will be public, at least the city count, the business ones will be public shortly?
No. I think so. Yeah.